artists across genres and decades.
Every time a bell rings, someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's nonstop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide 2 meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca. And let's make these bells stop ringing.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Alchemy on 101.9 CFRC. This is your host, Madat, and for episode 11, we have a special guest. Make yourself known.
Peja, happy episode 11. Ooh, good to be here.
Very nice, very nice. I have wanted you on this show since I started it back in January.
What an honor.
What an honor. When I was cooking up, like, oh, what should I be doing in the semester that I'm not supposed to even be at Queen's and I should be in Europe? Mm. What better way to spend my time than at the lower level of Carruthers Hall here in Kingston, Ontario?
Talking about music,
because I'm going to do it anyway, and that's what we got close doing.
That's true.
I would say.
I think that solidified our relationship.
I would say so as well.
Is yapping.
Just yapping about music. So today, episode 11, do you want to introduce the topic?
I can do that. So today we're talking about...
Okay, then I'll do it.
Okay,
so
do it.
This is a genre that, honestly, neither of us, I don't think, would outwardly admit to enjoying. at least for myself. I feel like you feel the same way. I feel like we're very... Or I get a lot of my music cred, or give myself a lot of music cred from, like, the fact that I like artists who are, like, you know, like, rock and roll, / no longer alive, / are guitar virtuosos. But I love electronic music, and I'm making it everyone's problem. We're going to... Techno tonight, this is a pre-recorded episode, but tonight is April 6th, Techno Night, and we are going to be enjoying all sounds of anything electronic. So today, we're talking about the acid house / techno / electronic genre and the use of the Roland TB-303.
Indeed, and I wouldn't say that I'm embarrassed to talk about liking this genre or subgenre openly. It's just something that I'm not super familiar with, but in preparation and excitement for this episode, I have listened and done some research, and I always love learning a bit more about music history, a new genre that I don't typically listen to. So
I feel like it was definitely a surprise when I started, like, I found myself listening to, like, electronic music, like, on my walk to class and, like, while I was studying rather than, like, when I would reach for, like, something from the 60s. But it's honestly really fun. It can get you to dance very fast and get you to bop very fast. And who doesn't enjoy that? Yeah. So...
I mean, I like, the only electronic music that I've listened to for the past, like, 5+ years, I guess, would be alternative house.
Okay.
Which I love, like, especially when there's, like, some hip-hop vocals over there, Channel Trace. I like.
Okay.
Yeah. That's,
word.
That's a...
Deal. So, we're going semi-chronological. We're gonna see what we can do. My research is to the extent of a third-year university student, so bear with me. But we have found...
Wikipedia.
With a what?
Wikipedia.
Oh, you said with a PhD?
PhD?
I can't. Anyway.
Someone doesn't have a PhD.
Techno has ruined my brain, guys. No, I'm kidding. So I think the first song that we found that used the 303 in the manner it did was by a band called Orange Juice with a song called Rip It Up. I believe they're a Scottish outfit. 1982. You're a fan of Orange Juice.
Oh, wow. They have an album cover. We're just looking at their Spotify page right now, and they have... Scroll down. They have an album cover that's just two dolphins.
Two dolphins levitating.
It's quite majestic, actually.
Anyway. You're an Orange Juice fan?
1982. They released a song, and that predates the iconic use of the Roland TB-303. We know that because... this bassline synthesizer was produced in 1982.
Yes, it was.
Right around when the song was released, and it was known as a...
flop.
Flop.
Commercial disaster.
Commercial
surprise.
Disaster. Sorry for Roland. So they stopped producing it in 2 years, in 1984.
Yeah.
And
but when everyone realized it was going away, they were like, no, don't leave.
And then that's when the acid house subgenre was formed in Chicago. But this is way before that. This is kind of like a, I don't know, it's a group of men that look quite...
I think they're Scottish.
Submissive?
Oh.
I don't know. There's no better way to say it.
Who else is making techno music like a submissive man?
There you go.
I couldn't tell you. Yeah. Scottish neo-pop uprising. Orange Juice formed in Glasgow. Late 1976. Yeah, I hope they're doing well. I hope they're still alive. I hope they're still ripping it up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hope they're still drinking orange juice in the morning.
I'm not.
I would
huge be. Cranberry juice girl. For the taste, I get raised eyebrows every time I bring home cranberry juice.
Yeah, because there might be some ulterior motives.
But there's not. It's a tart juice that tastes like it doesn't want to be wet. And I love it.
It tastes dry. I don't understand, but okay. I just love a freshly squeezed orange juice. Fair. I leave it there. I just a little bit of pulp in there, too.
Chewing your juice isn't good.
Chewy juice.
Next, we have one of the best bands of all time.
Because
I said so.
Because I said so. You're breaking things in here.
Underworld. I've talked about them many a times on this show. We talked about them in our Unplugged episode. We've talked about them in a couple of Maze episodes. Underworld is an awesome band. Little French. I believe they're French. No, they're from the UK. Their song Rola is a direct shout out to the Roland 303. And we're going to be listening to that. It was a cool... I like read about the making of this album. It was produced by some guy that usually doesn't produce their work. And it was really like enthralled by... Not enthralled, intrigued by how they kind of put together songs because they weren't really inspired and they were just like forcing themselves to make music regardless for the sake of making it, but it ended up in a really cool album, which is awesome. And then after that, we have a song that got a lot of shout outs on any acid house research that we were doing, Higher State of Consciousness by Josh Wink. This is an awesome walk to class song, or walk to wherever you need to go song if you need to feel like you are the main character.
Or drive to wherever you need to go song, because I feel like, you know, people...
Brought to you by two of our resident hosts that can't drive.
Yeah, I just am assuming you'd want to drive to this as well.
Yeah, I feel like a night drive would be better for this kind of music, though. Thoughts?
There you go. Yeah. Okay. I agree.
Cool.
But not on acid.
Hopefully you're not driving on acid.
Don't do that.
This is a big disclaimer. Do not drive on acid. Use drugs responsibly.
I mean, the name of this genre doesn't even actually come from...
This is true.
LSD. It's just about the sound of the Roland 303, which you would call...
I would call it squinchy. But
whatever that means.
Okay, here's the thing. I called it squinchy. We read an article. They called it squelchy.
But I think that's an actual word.
Like squelchy is an actual word. Squinchy is more personal to myself.
Right. Squelchy.
You had to be there. So... And then after that, we're going to end off this section with a song by the Beastie Boys. Surprise, bet you didn't think they would be on the acid episode. But here they are, very comfy, with The Brouhaha. Fun little song. 2 minutes, classic Beastie. And then we'll be back, chew on those songs for a bit, and we will see you so soon. So up first is Orange Juice.
Enjoy.
Rip It Up.
I hope to God. diamonds you make up. I hope to God, I hope to God. And when an exile in the heart reach out for you, my arms stuck like glue to my sides. If I could have held you, I would have held you. But your brother done swallowed my pride. Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. I hope to God you're not as dumb as you make up. I hope to God. I hope to God. Things in life that one can't quite express. You know me, I'm acting dumb, dumb. You know the sea is very humdrum. And my favorite songs and titles, oh,
country, I clutch your hand. Could I teach your hands, change your face again? Suck your bloodshot eyes are turned away. From the grill, your voice is staggered on the phone. Your scent is in the box again. The answer phone is on. I'm not afraid of the dark.
So that was quite the dramatic switch from Rip It Up to the rest of those songs.
Yeah, it was pretty jarring, even from the booth.
Even from the booth, we can guarantee we were having as much as good of a time as you guys were.
It was a dance party in here.
Dance party, awesome, turned CFRC into a rave challenge.
I wish you could be here.
Yeah, wish you were here.
Next time.
So up next, we have song. Up next, we have song that I actually used in choreography for the scene for the Vogue Charity Fashion Show that I had the pleasure of choreographing. I honestly didn't know this song until my co-choreo, Tarzan Shayak, doesn't listen to this show, but if he does, shout out. Showed me this song because we were told to kind of consider using some Daft Punk. But there were, like, the classics that I honestly didn't really want to put in my scene. And then I heard Defunk, which I found out was their first single ever.
I didn't know that.
It was really cool. This was also my walk to class song for a very long time, but it's a little faster than how I walk, so it made me kind of, like, have a little bit of pep in my step, so it just made me look like I had somewhere to be when I didn't. I was just trying to match my walking to the beat of the song.
So you got to class on time.
Like, a lot faster than I, like, cut my travel time down by, like, 12%, I think.
So listen to this song if you have a place to be.
And short legs. Yeah. Because Tarzan didn't have to walk faster, he had to walk slower.
Oh.
So it was just a me thing. You would probably have to run with your condition.
Yeah. Vertically challenged. Yeah. But you weren't supposed to know that. That's the whole point of...
radio?
Of radio. Yeah. Right?
I mean, there are no secrets here.
I have a face and legs for radio.
Yeah, for real. Legs for radio is crazy. Okay, and then after that, we have a song that we found yesterday, and I played it like 12 times in a row without realizing that it was on repeat just because I loved it so much.
Well, it's a very dynamic song that has multiple changes throughout where it could be completely different songs. So we listened over and over and just thought it was an extension of this one song.
Yeah, honestly, the whole album was to that effect as well. Very good. It was Meet Every Situation Head On by Psychic TV. What year did this come out? 1999, man.
99.
Something in the air back then. Radiation? I don't know. Bring it back. And then Depeche Mode, love them. You're not a fan of Depeche Mode.
Not a huge fan, never have been. But
it's wild. But you know, not even during our listening party?
I enjoyed it. I mean, of course, Personal Jesus, banger. But do I prefer the Johnny Cash version? Absolutely.
Talk about covers on a genre switch show. Johnny Cash, Personal Jesus, awesome cover. Also Rusty Cage. Yeah.
You know what would ruin that song? A Roland TB-303.
Johnny Cash x Roland collab.
No. Please no. Please no.
Please yes.
Johnny don't.
Johnny yes. And then afterwards, to close out this section of our set, is Everybody Needs a 303 by good old Fat Boy Slim. Mm-hmm. Does everybody need a 303?
Not Johnny Cash.
I'm going to stop talking and play the music
again. Okay, let's just...
Okay, first up, Defunk. It goes kind of like...
Let them find out.
Enjoy.
We'll be right back. Nothing you do with your bodies or your hands or anything gets us excited.
For all the fake MCs, this is the original. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
For me. don't say you love me. It's understood, don't say you're happy out there without me. I know you can't be, 'cause it's no good.
Does everybody need a 303, do you think?
I've heard that they go for over 1,000 pounds, which must be like 15, like 13.
Are they still making them?
Why? I don't know. I read that before we started this episode. Okay. But they're not making them anymore, but you buy them on like wherever you can find them, eBay, Facebook Marketplace.
Marketplace.
They're kind of pricey, and I'm sure you can emulate the 303 sound on...
Otherwise,
yeah. With some little, good old plugins.
A little plug-in on that GarageBand interface. Yeah, exactly. You know me, huge GarageBand.
But I'm wondering, like, I don't know, I'm not going to get an answer because...
Wonder it out loud.
I'm just wondering if you guys are hearing the 303 in every song, because I'm like paying attention to it, and that's what's kind of gluing this episode together. So I hope you guys are hearing it. And
we kind of tried to do that last night when we like played all of these songs and was like, oh, is this 303? And we thought it was like something else, and then we watched this video that was like demonstrating just what it sounded like alone, and it was in fact squinchy. And once you keep an ear out for that squinchy, sweet noise, you're going to hear it everywhere.
Yeah. I think it's funny that it was, like, a bass synthesizer, though, and it sounds nothing like the bass.
Yeah.
And I understand why, like, this machine hasn't really been integrated into rock or...
But imagine, like, what's like a song with a good bass line in rock? Like...
Okay, well...
Like...
You name one.
I can't
name a...
I don't know, like Seven Nation Army with the 303, like meow meow meow. Well, like low key Jack White's on his own wavelength, so he probably would do something like that.
I think most bands would probably prefer a live bassist than a 303.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we make do with what we can. We make in the meantime. If you just happen to have like a 1,000 pound machine lying around, go crazy with it, and I will be the first one in line to listen.
Yeah, submit it to Alchemy.
Call in right now. I'm not going to be in the studio when this is playing, but call in. And yeah, so closing us out on this set.
Watt's number is?
Redacted.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Low key, you're not wrong.
7, 8, oh shit. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. So to close out our set, we have 3 songs. One from a Canadian artist, one from an artist that I want to marry me, and the Pet Shop Boys.
Shout out Mitch Clark Davis, who was the Pet Shop Boys' former manager, who is a mentor of mine.
Shout out
her. She's not listening, but she was retired from management for years and years after managing Pet Shop Boys with EMI Records, which is now a subsidiary of Universal. But she retired for a long time, and she just got back into management again.
Woo!
With an Australian band, so go her.
Yay, go her.
And she's like mid-60s, so.
Oh, I love. So, up first, Charlie Can't Dance? Is that what this song is called? Charlie Can't Dance.
Similar to Charlie Can't Surf.
Charlie Can't Surf by The Clash. And we have a resident Clash lover. Next episode, John, we're going to do The Clash. And we're only going to play Sandinista. Magnificent Seven.
No.
Your favorite song. And then Brand E by John Frusciante. Love him. We'll always love him. And then Miserabilism by Pet Shop Boys. So that's all from us. This has been a really fun episode. Thanks for coming on. Co-host.
Oh, sorry. I got distracted. I was just thinking about
303s.
I was looking at on Facebook Marketplace. Thank you so much for having me. I love the show, and I'm excited to be back. So until next time.
Bye. Rock the beat!
it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC